This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There can no longer be any doubt. The government of this country wants a dumbed-down, mindless population of idiots. We have the Department of Education documents. We have Senate hearings over 100 years ago where they talked about education of the public causing a crisis for the government and how they needed to dumb the people down. We posted some of those documents on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. We know that they want to control our society and turn us into non-thinkers. And there was a great example of this yesterday in the New York Post, and it's posted on Infowars.com right now. Caller called in about it, and we do have the article. And in 20 minutes, the father's coming on. His daughter has a 3.8. She's 15. She's graduating from college. And the judge says she can't have her degree. And the CPS is coming after him with a criminal investigation discussing taking the child, the young lady, the young adult, away from her family. They say it's abusive not to send your child to public school so your child can learn how to be a crack dealer, a New World Order minion. Now, we have the UNESCO documents. We have the Department of Education documents. We have the Senate documents over 100 years old for the plan to dumb us down in the public schools. And then they go after people whose children have 3.8 grade averages in top colleges at 15 years of age, and the government's coming with criminal charges against them. Pretty obvious what they're all about, isn't it? Yes, it's we have their own admissions. And that's what stuns this broadcast, this host, is that we have the globalists in their crime, in triplicate, and the neocons are running offense and defense for the liberals, the socialists, the control freaks. And shame on you, big government people. Shame on you, government bureaucrats. I mean, how do you go after a 15-year-old with a 3.8 grade average? That's in the top 97 percentile. How do you go after a 15-year-old who's about to graduate from college? And how does the judge say she can't have her college diploma from a top accredited college? So that's coming up in about 15 minutes. They'll be joining us. Then we have Dr. David Bannon coming on the show, who worked for Interpol, going around, I guess, assassinating people, basically. That's coming up in the second hour. And we've got World War III brewing with North Korea, Iran, Syria. More U.S. troops getting killed. Gunfire exchanged over the DMZ with North Korea and South Korea yesterday. Massive escalations. Battle plans being leaked in last week to go ahead and attack North Korea with nuclear weapons. Former Defense Secretary says that nukes will go off in U.S. cities. It's going to happen. He, of course, he's CFR. And hey, they'll love it. A nuke goes off in a city, they'll have even more of an excuse to tell you the government's your boss and going to take all your rights for your safety. And, of course, it won't be North Korea detonating that nuke, folks. It'll be the shadow government, and out of that, all of their training, all of their takeover systems will be activated. And things are going to go downhill very, very quickly. Or we could speak out and get involved and blow the whistle inside and outside of government and stand up against the military-industrial complex and save America. But the yuppies and the bureaucrats and all of you are in for a rude awakening. You can't go on being part of an evil system forever and not have it turn on you. And you're all about to find out. You've all been finding out individually over time, but you're going to find out in a mass scale what your masters think of you and will do to you. So we're entering the ninth circle of hell, ladies and gentlemen. Just all the evidence is there. We'll break it down today. Where evil is good and good is evil. Where black is white. Where black is white. Where white is black. Where up is down. Where down is up. where left is right, where right is left, and where decency is evil and evil is good. Oh, I guess I'm evil then. We'll be right back.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to be joined by Angela Lipsman's father. Headline, Port Cao's college whiz kid, a 15-year-old Manhattan girl whose parents sent her to college instead of high school, has been told by a judge that she can't get her associate's degree even though she's got enough credits as city officials launch an educational neglect probe against her dad. She got into college at 11. She has a 3.8 and was about to get her bachelor's degree and to move on with her master's that she was already working on, trying to complete that by 16. And they have started, it says here in the New York Post, criminal investigations and are going to charge them. So that's the new America. That's the new America, and they do not want you to be intelligent, to be informed, to be able to think for yourself. I have the official Senate documents, official Department of Education, official UN, where they say word for word, dumbing you down, creating an individual that cannot think, destroying the family, is the name of the game. Is there any doubt of their criminality? So now your daughter is in college at 15, graduating from college, criminal charges coming down. And the judge says you don't get to have your degree. Your work is all disallowed. So that's the new America, folks. You excel, you are punished. You're a mindless idiot, you're rewarded. We've talked about how child kidnapping services is targeting homeschoolers nationwide. Nationwide, viciously attacking them. There's moves to bar them from spelling bees and from geography bees because they keep winning everything. I haven't seen a report where it wasn't a homeschooler or someone from private school. So they're attacking that viciously. They can't stand it that it's being exposed and that now 3 million children have exited the public schools to homeschool and tens of millions are also going to private schools. They are convulsing in anger and attempting with vouchers, a crafty neocon scam, to federalize the private schools. You don't want vouchers. You just want the capacity to simply not pay property taxes if you don't have your children in a government death camp, a government training camp, a government dumb-down camp, a government thumb scan, face scan, a cavity search camp, a government camp where they have video cameras in the school showers, a government re-education dumb-down center. So that's a big deal that's coming up. The news is incredible, but I do have a death threat email. I get these about every week. And basically it says that I'm with Al-Qaeda because I believe in freedom. And that the guy says he's in Texas, and that if I ever come to Texas, I'm in deep trouble. Well, I'm right here in Texas, sir. And, of course, I'm a big liberal, and I need to be stopped, and the war is holy, and basically I'm with the devil. So I guess Ron Paul is with his big story, neocon, that we posted a few days ago. Neocon. Neocon. Where he talks about the biggest threat being the neocons. Maybe later I'll read this. There's so much profanity from this Christian conservative that I can't read but about half of it. The person is an incoherent, babbling idiot. But what's coming up in the news today? Mortar attacks on U.S. bases growing. Mortar attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq booming and becoming a growing problem for troops. Yeah, problem. But Bush has backed the Hearst up, and he's waving the coffins into the back. Bring them on. I saw an editorial cartoon. And a lot of conservatives, real conservatives, are mad about this because, you know, you don't say bring it on because that does encourage attacks. And by the way, you don't release three separate battle plans to attack North Korea detailing how you plan to attack them. That endangers the troops. I mean, even if you're going to go in there and it's the right thing to do, which it's not, you still don't release the battle plan. But again, this is trying to get North Korea to do something stupid, and they are. They're doing jet overflights. They've got patrol boats shooting at people. They're shooting almost every day now. The South Korean troops, a massive escalation. The 5 foot demon, the demigod, the hereditary dictator. We have one here too, but the hereditary dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong Il, is running around foaming at the mouth now after Rumsfeld gave him the weapons. And they've got the nukes, by the way, and they're threatening Japan, and Japan's in an arms race now building nukes. Massive escalation, World War III, that's coming up. A pro-American mayor, son killed in Iraq yesterday. U.S. soldier, Iraqi child, pro-American mayor, and son killed in Iraq, a Saddam loyalist attack. These aren't Saddam loyalists, but again, it's like Goldstein. There's the boogeyman from 1984. Anytime there's a problem, oh, it's Goldstein. The Iraqi people love being arrested if they're caught selling things in the city bazaars without a special Halliburton license who gets to run the country and own the people as the slaves, literally. Can't have a job without their certification. You're caught selling baggage, beer, You're caught selling guns. You're caught selling light bulbs. There's no trading allowed. I mean, that's Associated Press. They put a bag over your head, take you where they chain you up with your knees bent up under you. Horrible form of torture. Well, but they say it's not. I guess when the Vietnamese did it to our troops, it was actually good. You know, I always thought it was bad. You know, I was against the communist North Vietnamese, but maybe now they were good, you know, because we do the same thing to people now. Cheney under pressure to quit over false war evidence and the fact that he's got all the private contracts with no bids allowed in Iraq. Anger grows on both sides of Atlantic at mishandling claims of the eve of Iraq conflict. And that will they scapegoat Cheney? Doesn't matter. They're all just puppets. Of course, Cheney's nowhere to be seen. Generally at the Grove this time of year. We'll find out after the Grove ends its meeting in 2 weeks if he was there. But he's generally there. That's where they handle policy there, Northern California. That's where he was chosen as the VP running mate in 99. That was announced at CNN, by the way. There's a bunch of other articles here. Again, we have Dr. David Race Bannon. I guess our Johnny Quest music will fit in nice with that, Race Bannon. But Dr. David Race Bannon joining us. The secret mission of the Interpol agent who tracked the world's most sinister criminals. And that's coming up in the second hour. A listener sent me this email, and the famous quote wanted me to read it, and I agree, this James Madison quote is good. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. People who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that it gives. A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. James Madison, fourth president of the United States. And I've got official Department of Education, UN, and Senate documents going back from last year to 1899, where they say that educated masses are hard to govern. We must remove critical thinking and understanding of history from their grasp. Well, that's a quote from a Senate document. We've posted that on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's from the memory hole, another Orwellian illusion. A few weeks ago, it was the Newsmax publication. I actually have the UNESCO document, but they put it on the web for us. I appreciate that. Where they say the family's a disease, must be eradicated. That, by the way, they write policy for the Department of Education. See, and you wonder why, with the guests we have coming up, you wonder why, with this situation, if your child, your young adult is 15, about to graduate from college, they say, no, you can't have your degree, and we're going to go ahead and criminally charge you, and you may be taken from the home. We hear this all the time. You got kids that win the spelling bee, they're in the paper, they're 12, they're in a high school level senior spelling bee, they win. This was just in the news a few weeks ago, and then CPS comes. You never filled out your paperwork to not be in public school. And the father says, no, you're not taking my child to be tested in some government office building. No, that's fine. We'll be back in 2 hours with a warrant. They come, take the kid. The mother's crying, begging. The bureaucrat laughs.
No one's going to stop us. The neocons defend us.
The neocons would talk about this on their filthy, dirty liberal talk shows. This would all end overnight. But it won't. It's all how stupid Hillary is and how stupid and how evil Jesse Jackson is. We already know that. Okay? Let's talk about the real evil, as Ron Paul did, the neocons who were ramming the whole agenda through. These people are scary, folks. They are so evil. They are so self-righteous. They are so out of control. Well, we're in so much trouble, folks. We are in so much trouble. I mean, your kid wins a spelling bee, and so CPS comes after you? Your young adult's 15, graduating from college with honors, and so CPS comes with police? I mean, is that what? You see, but they put this out on purpose. They put this in the news on purpose to condition you to accept it. That's why they put it in the news that, yeah, we put cameras in the 10-year-old boys and girls showers in public schools now. Source Associated Press. Yeah, it's for your safety. Yeah, the images are accessible over the net, but, you know, this is the new America, folks. And you're just going to sit there and take it, aren't you? Well, you better not. By the way, Bush again says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. That's how conservative he is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. 1 tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com and net, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. Global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Now, I've read the official U.S. government Senate documents where they say an educated population is hard to govern. We need to destroy the thinking process of the American people that's over 100 years old. UNESCO plans from the 50s saying that the family's the enemy, must be destroyed. Bush, of course, is signing on to that. We've had the former head of policy, Department of Education, number two position in the first Reagan administration, Charlotte Iserby, on. She has the official documents, where the internal documents, classified documents, where they talk about how they want to train the kids to be mindless idiots. And you don't see any greater evidence of how they don't want any free minds out there than the New York Post. They reported on Angela Lipsman, who got into college at 11, at a big accredited college, and has a 3.8 grade average, and they were very proud of her. And now the judge got involved and said, you can't have your degree. You didn't go to our accredited public school. You didn't go to your government training camp for proper dumbing down. And CPS, Child Grabbing Services, has been called in. And we've seen articles where, again, a 12-year-old wins a spelling bee with seniors, you know, and suddenly CPS is at their door. And they just hate it that these kids are not being ruined by the system. And it's, I don't know if the CPS consciously knows this. They're like Hitler stormtroopers. They just follow orders mindlessly. But the system itself is there to destroy any free minds. This is a drone-like Brave New World system. And, of course, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, said that he learned this from his brother, who was a big socialist, and the first Secretary General of UNESCO, after, of course, he'd written the book, that it was the government's plan to create this drone society, and now you see much of that developing. And, of course, you have the eugenics master and Nazi promoter out there as well, H.G. Wells pushing all of this, and so we see it today with Peter Singer and others, and Margaret Sanger and others. This is the whole move. We are joined by Daniel Lipsman and his daughter, Angela Lipsman, and we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Pleasure to be here.
Daniel, tell us first what happened, then we'll come back and talk about what's developed since this story came out in the New York Post.
Basically, Alex, what happened was that my daughter, Angela, started part-time in college 9 days after her 11th birthday, concurrent with her regular grade schooling. When she entered eighth grade a year ago, after finishing eighth grade 1 year ago, we had determined that, in fact, she was ready for college and that high school had nothing substantial to offer her. So we started her full-time in college. However, when we sought an equivalency diploma from the State Education Department said, sorry, if you haven't been on this earth long enough, you cannot have a high school equivalency diploma. And I said to them, well, that's ridiculous, because a high school diploma is not supposed to meant to be a substitute birth certificate.
Well, my dad had his high school accreditation, and I mean, he was off when he was a junior in high school at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility as a intern.
Well, let me say this much, Alex. The bottom line is that there are many states that are perhaps more enlightened than a major industrial state like New York. As a matter of fact, in my humble opinion, Judge Bernard Malone's decision demonstrated a depraved indifference to equal protection. There was no evidence. He considered or even looked at petitioner's memorandum of law with research exhibits. Apparently, the judge is a guy whose mind was made up and he didn't want to be confused with the facts. The case I brought had nothing to do with the compulsory ed law. It had everything to do with an arbitrary and capricious age requirement for a high school diploma that was totally irrelevant to the academic achievement for the diploma.
Now, the college can...
I am the state. Malone's decision reeks of that attitude. It appears to me the guy went through law school and became a judge while blissfully ignorant of the Bill of Rights. Judges that turn a blind eye to equal protection under law are a disgrace to justice, the Constitution, and the judiciary. Malone's cynical decision only reinforces Lipsman's first rule of law. Law is whatever the judge says it is. Malone says, I defy the law of the state. Guilty as charged. Not only that, but it seems to have escaped his notice that I had a duty to disobey this law.
Daniel, stay there.
We've got a break,
sir. I want to come back and talk about this, and Really appreciate you coming on with us, and of course we'll be able to talk to your daughter as well, Angela, and what this has been like for her. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequency shortwave.
Business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here, back live. And I really appreciate Daniel Lipsman and his daughter, Angela Lipsman, coming on the show. Big article in the New York Post yesterday. It's on Infowars.com right now. A couple weeks ago, they reported about the whiz kid who has a 3.8 grade average at college. She entered college at 11 while still going to the government training camp, the public school, and now she's graduated from college, and the government, the judge, is saying she can't have her college diploma, she can't have her high school diploma, and CPS, Child Grabbing Services, has been called in for educational neglect. Now, Daniel Lipsman, and when your daughter would like to jump in anytime, that's fine. This judge, as you said, is just out of control. He wants to set the precedent that you've got to go to his government-run system.
Well, the judge had the raw power to temporarily stop Angela from getting her diploma, Alex. This particular judge has no power to force her into high school. Despite this judicial travesty, Angela will continue her college program full-time in September. As for the New York City Department of Education, the Central School Superintendent, Joel Klein, has declined to respond to my efforts to settle a related administrative matter in the situation. There's been no response from him or his office in nearly 6 weeks to me, nor for over 2 weeks to the message sent to him by my local state senator. And parenthetically, he got a waiver to get his job as central school superintendent. Angela can't get a letter saying her 33 college courses and 71 credits with a 3.84 index plus two Regents exams is the substantial equivalent of a New York City high school diploma. Let me turn you over to Angela now, Alex.
And this is the young lady, 15 years old, who's trying to graduate from college with a 3.84. And Angela, what has this been like to be a great student, to be a great daughter, and then to have the government come after your father and you, your mother?
Well, it's annoying. It hurts because you do the work and you go to school and you expect that you're going to get what you believe you have earned and deserve, and then all of a sudden they tell you, oh, no, wait, you're too young, you can't get it. Sorry.
I thought they wanted people to be educated and to do good in school, but I guess their own documents don't say that, but those aren't publicized. When was CPS called in? The New York Post says that people read a news article and someone called in an anonymous tip that they thought that was abuse, that you were 15 and graduating from college.
We found out about this in late June. Someone visited our home while we were outside, and we found the papers in the door when we got back.
Oh, what papers were those?
Let me jump in on that, Alex. It's from the Administration for Children's Services, Manhattan Division of Child Protection, and the start of the letter says, "Dear Daniel Lipsman, this is to inform you that you are the subject of a report of suspected child abuse and maltreatment received by the New York State Child Abuse and Maltreatment Register. This means that you have been ID'd as the person who is responsible for causing or allowing to be inflicted injury, abuse, or maltreatment to the child. This report has been transmitted to Manhattan County Child Protective Service for commencement of an investigation and evaluation of the report as required by the New York State Child Protective Services Act."
So your daughter is graduating from college with a 3.84. Companies will be begging to get her while other kids are in the public school snorting cocaine and learning how to be frisked and sniffed by drug dogs and learning how to be gang members. Your daughter will be working for a Fortune 500 company. This is really horrible abuse.
Well, it certainly isn't pleasant, that's for sure. Angela?
Yeah, you're the ones that are being abused, and you're being harassed, and I know you've had damages here. I know this has caused you a lot of anguish. You need to sue these people.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, basically I think they have a sort of sovereign tort immunity.
They can claim that all day. That's not actually the case, even in New York. Because I've looked at the New York laws. They can claim, I mean, Hitler could claim he was, you know, sovereign and invincible. Stalin could say that. It doesn't mean it's the case.
Well, I haven't had very good experiences so far in some of the courts of New York.
I understand, but need to get, well, obviously, I would imagine public opinion is on your side.
The court of public opinion, I think we're doing a lot better in.
But
what would you say,
Angela? I don't think they care, Daniel Lipsman. I think they want everybody to have a chilling effect. That, hey, this is a message. We don't want you to do good. We want you to be an idiot.
Well, they may be succeeding. They may be succeeding, unfortunately.
So,
but as long as there are people out there, Alex, such as yourself, that can get the message across, I think the media becomes an 800-pound gorilla that's good for fighting the 800-pound gorilla of the state.
Now, Albany Supreme Court Justice Bernard Malone ruled Monday that because she's not 17, Angela is too young to obtain a high school equivalency diploma. There's people in Texas, I know, that are 13 that get it. That's ridiculous. If you can take the test and pass it and get out of the system, why not? And then it goes back to whose children are they?
Sometimes I wish we lived in Texas.
Well, it's getting bad here, too, my friend. So when you talk to these bureaucrats, I mean, how do they abuse you like this and still sleep at night?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer that. Let me say this, though. We are the effects of this decision from Judge Malone. Judge Malone does not have the power to force Angela into a local crummy city high school. She will be taking a full 5-course, 15-credit program in the fall at the college where she is registered. And the only thing that, first of all, I will go to jail before she goes to a city high school. I've taken that vow, and I mean it. But what would be required is for the government to move against us in New York City, haul me into court, and try to nail my gluteus maximus to the wall and say, look, you are violating compulsory ed law. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to take your daughter away. We will see what happens in the future. I don't know how long it's going to be till the other
shoe drops. Your daughter's 15, 3.84 grade average, about to graduate with a first degree from college. That isn't good enough. That's bad. And they've started these, I guess, these criminal proceedings. Any idea where this is going with the forces over there?
No, Alex, but I will say one thing. I think that with programs like yourself and other media, it may be giving some of these individuals second thoughts because almost all of the feedback, in fact, all of the feedback that I know of that we've received so far, whether it was in the form of email, whether it was radio stations, television, word of mouth, everything in terms of the public has so far been positive.
Now, what does this say, though, about the government's mindset? And I see this all over the country, not just New York, where your daughter is, there's a great photo of her here, you know, energetic, beautiful, smart, all of this. And I mean, there's lots of children, young adults that are graduating from college at 14, 15, 16, thousands of them. And your daughter is in that top 1%. I mean, this is asinine. This is ridiculous. This makes me really angry. These people ought to be ashamed of themselves. I'm trying to get to the mindset of these people.
Well, they don't want the competition, Alex, because the sooner these people get out of school and get into the labor force, they will be competing for those nice prizes out there in society, whether it's in medicine, law, journalism, on college faculties. The point is that you're taking the best and the brightest, and you're allowing them to compete with some of these educrats who are very uncomfortable. Also, you're goring the ox, if you will. For example, if you have Angela graduating 4 years early, and you replicate this over and over and over again,
what started
you have
to
a situation where you don't need so many teachers in front of the classroom.
And you don't need the schools being turned into little mini prison camps training the children how to be prisoners.
What do you say about that, Angela?
That sounds accurate in some situations.
What are New York schools like? I know they're like little prisons here in a lot of areas of Texas.
Well, there's a bit of a variance. You have the local high schools where you would have more things on the side, and you have the specialized high schools where you have more homework.
But you don't want to be shaken down by the gang members and the police in these public schools?
Yeah.
You don't want to learn how to, because, you know, you will learn, I guess, all the horrible things that go on in these high schools.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to avoid.
You don't want that type of socialization, I guess.
Right.
You know, there's a big report out on daycare. Just throwing your kid into a daycare, and it says they're, like, you know, many times more likely to be violent. I think it speaks to parents educating and raising their children. Oh, wow, what a novel idea. And I guess that, I mean, as your father said, it's competition to their monopoly.
That's the truth, Alex.
Any idea on who, quote, filed this anonymous Stasi-type report? Where your daughter's in the newspaper. Oh, look how young and smart she is, 3.84, graduating from college at 15, in college at 11, and then suddenly the police and the CPS are after you. I mean, I would imagine that this was probably a complaint filed by a CPS worker. What do you think?
I think it's entirely possible. The bottom line is that when I started this, I didn't wind up making any friends among the establishment, among the educrats, and I did in fact openly defy them. Did I break the law on paper officially? Yes, I did. Guilty as charged. The bottom line is that I have stood there and said, I am not going to comply with the compulsory education law, as you folks have interpreted.
Well, I mean, they had laws that black people couldn't drink out of water fountains. So does that mean those laws are good?
Well, that's precisely the point, Alex. When you have a law that says that, sure, that was on the books, but the point is that it was declared unconstitutional. In other words, they didn't have the right to pass such a law. And the argument we're making is the very same thing, that the government didn't have the right to pass a for example, it's supposed to be a compulsory education law on the books, not a compulsory attendance law. The only people that I know that are serving compulsory attendance are those that have been convicted of felonies or misdemeanors, and they've been sentenced for a crime.
Yeah, but that's really what they're doing.
High school is not supposed to be a prison.
Well, you ought to read the federal documents. That's exactly what they are, and you've just hit on it just with your own native intelligence without even seeing the documents. Sir, I have UNESCO, Department of Education, and I got Senate hearings 100 years ago where they said it's about molding minds for this mass, basic system for the state. So, what you just said is exactly what they have stated, and the teachers are dumbed down and go, oh, I'm not doing that. Well, you're following the orders in a compartmentalized system that deploys and develops that type of mass mind control. Angela Lipsman, any other comments that you'd like to make to the audience, or Daniel Lipsman, your father, any final comments for the listeners?
Angela?
I believe that the decision that came down was unfair. Obviously, I don't think the judge believes the same. But I just hope that this turns out for the best, and that other students out there will be able to pursue their education however is best for them.
As for me, Alex, my view is very simple. We have a constitution. We're supposed to be living by that constitution, and the judge is supposed to uphold the constitution. And when you get a decision like this that says the law is whatever I say it is, and what's constitutional or not is whatever I say it is, that's disgraceful and brings disgrace to the black robe that the judge wears.
Now, sir, you know somebody can walk in and take the bar, and if they can pass it, they can become a lawyer without going to law school. You know somebody can get into medical school, even if they haven't finished college, if the examiners believe that they're up to par. Now, I don't know about the particular laws in New York on this, but I believe the college can go ahead and give her diploma that she's earned with an 8.4, a 3.84.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, they also have a law in place in New York that says that without having a high school diploma first or its equivalent, you cannot get your college degree, and this college would be shut down immediately if they issued her degree without that.
Wow, New York really is bad.
Yeah.
You've got
yeah.
the bureaucrats telling the professors and the deans, this is out of control. This is out of control. Well, it's simple. It's a business. They want a monopoly of their quasi, you know, re-education slash preparation for the penal colony system. That's what the public schools are. And I'm serious. And they're trying to destroy your daughter's future. Mr. Lipsman, I think you have massive damages if they continue this.
Thank you, Alex.
For folks that might want to, we have a lot of lawyers, a lot of people that listen to this show, or we have a couple of affiliates in upstate New York, three of them. We're on in Buffalo and Rochester and Niagara. For folks that might want to call the governor or the school board or the city, that the legislature, for folks that want to support you in New York, how do they do that?
Well, what I would suggest is that they write their state senator and state assemblymen, particularly the state senators, and say, see here, we have a constitution, and it should be respected. We have a way of reversing the effects of this decision, and the way to do that is to have the state legislature pass a rule which
that your children are your children, you control their education. Now, real quick, do you have an email address for folks that might want to contact you?
Angela, do you have your email address?
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to give it out? I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying people might send you guys some federal rulings, state
Well,
rulings.
No, the problem, Alex, is that she shares it with two other kids, and they may not want to.
Oh, I understand now. Well, if folks want to get a hold of you, I'm sure they can find out how to do it. And
I can give my address, though. I don't mind that.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Daniel Lipsman, Lipsman, 4420, 4420, Broadway, apartment 4F, as in Frank, New York City, New York, 10040, and I'll be glad to respond to anybody and everybody that I can.
Well, if more Americans stood up and really loved their children, and now you're a young adult, and really cared, and if more people were focused like your daughter, we would live in a free society. But I'm telling you, Mr. Lipsman, we're losing America, and I think you recognize that. And to get America back, more Americans have to recognize that, and hopefully before they get squashed by this corrupt system. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. And, Angela, you take care and keep it up.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you talk about the criminality of government. Here's another example of it. Tell me it's not out of control. Tell me that the goal isn't to dumb your children down and to hold them back and to turn them into mindless, drooling sports fans. We'll be right back with more news, more info.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-348-4100. That's 1-800-348-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, 8 minutes into the next hour, we have a Dr. David Race Bannon coming on. Race Against Evil, the secret missions of the Interpol agent who tracked the world's most sinister criminals. I don't really know what to say about this whole story, because what I think of Interpol and what I know about the UN and who's involved in a lot of the crimes listed in this book, but we'll find out with the guests. This should be interesting. I know we've got Ron in New York and Dan in California and others that are holding. We'll get to you, too. The guest is coming up about 8 minutes to the next hour. Real quick, my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement's out. My book, Descent into Tyranny's out, covering 911. And you need to get these films and my book, make copies of the films, get them out to people, and expose this great evil. The toll-free number to get my videos is 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net. Please take action if you're angry about this corruption and help expose it at the grassroots level. That's where all change takes place. We'll be right back. With the next hour here in just a few minutes with your calls and the guests and just a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. But right now, just for the next few minutes, please get your pens and paper ready. Jim Shepard's joining us to talk about a special he's offering with the British Berkeys, high-quality water filters that I use myself, and the new Berkey light that's rechargeable with the lights in the water filter with the solar panel. Great systems. Jim, tell them all about it, please. Again, we have Jim Shepard with us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Berkey Light is actually a true water purifier. In fact, we tested it at 10,000 times the bacteriological contamination that one would normally test a water filter. According to that test, we would expect to see over 100,000 microbes left in the water if it were a filter. And to the surprise of everyone, not one microbe got through, absolutely non-detect, couldn't find anything with electron microscope. It is a true water purifier. Not only does it take out microbes, but also herbicides, pesticides, nitrates, nitrites, heavy metals, all the bad stuff you don't want in there. What we did, Alex, is we also put some LED lights in there. The LED lights are a new technology. They have 11-year continuous average life. So if you ran it continuously, they would last 11 years. Use them 8 hours a night. They'll last 33 years. And they're very low energy, and so with it has its own internal batteries, but it, with a set of four batteries in the battery adapter, it will give you light for 2 weeks. Very inexpensive light during emergencies, and it makes a fantastic night light.
Tell them about the two specials. We got a minute and a half left.
Okay. We're introducing a solar panel that will charge it, and so basically for the next 33 years, you've got light, and you also have power that will, the solar panel also charge your cell phone, so you got communications. It'll also do radio, so you got power for small equipment. You've got the light, and you've got the power, and this is the special. The Berkey light with blue or white lights. The Berkey MP Solar, and that's $334. And then we will also include free the battery adapter so that you can run it for 2 weeks on a set of four AA, small AA batteries, and two sport bottles. So the total savings on this package is $88. We're giving you $88 worth of freebies.
All right, folks, the toll-free number to call, and this is a great system, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. There's another special. We don't have time to go into it. But
we'll
please call. This is a great deal. 888-803-4438. Anything else, Jim?
No. Thanks very much, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend. It's a great product, and it also supports the show, and I have these systems myself. I mean, it's just a great deal. 888-803-4438. We'll be right back with the second hour, your calls, a guest, a bunch of news. Second and third hours, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for...